You are now in the Wolsey Rooms. The first room is a large grand space. It has dark wooden panelling from the floor to ceiling and is lit by the natural light entering through the tall rectangular windows. The white ceiling is divided by carved wooden ribs, painted in blue and gold with Wolsey's heraldry, all arranged into an intricate pattern that looks like a spider's web. In front of each artwork, there is a wooden interpretation panel that protrudes by about a metre. The space in the centre of each room is clear. On this tour, we've selected certain artworks to focus on, but there are often others on the nearby walls, as well as some glass display cases.
Welcome to Thomas Wolsey's Grand Reception Room. This is where the Cardinal received his guests, perhaps the French ambassador or an envoy from the Pope. This is a place where the Tudors met the rest of the world.
This is a portrait of an unknown woman painted in the late 16th century. It is a large painting, around 2 metres tall by 1 metre wide. It shows a standing woman with a sad look on her face who fills the whole canvas. She has pale, white skin, dark eyes, rosy cheeks and pink, pursed lips. She is dressed in a very pale pink, floor-length robe embroidered with colourful flowers, fruits and birds. She is wearing an elaborate, tall, narrow hat in a similar shade to her dress. It has a long golden veil that reaches from the hat's apex and flows down her back. A ring is suspended from her neck on a black thread, and she wears another ring on her right thumb and pearls around her right wrist. She is standing in a woodland area with a dark, leafy tree behind her. She rests her right hand on the bowed head of a stag that stands beside her. In the bottom right corner, there is a large gold-painted label. It's inscribed with a poem in faded cursive text, which introduces a theme of melancholy.
My name is Ellery Lynn, and I'm a Tudor fashion historian and curator.
Paintings like this portrait show that the English court was keenly aware of international styles and fashions. Her clothing is not typical of English dress at all, but is Ottoman or Persian, with a loose gown, high headdress and jewelled shoes.
The Tudors loved to wear imported fabrics like silk and velvet from Italy, furs from Russia, lace and linen from France and the Low Countries, and even silks from as far afield as Eastern Asia. Their palaces and manors were decorated with carpets from Anatolia and Egypt, tapestries from the Netherlands, and hangings and furniture embellished with a type of design called arabesque, inspired by Muslim geometric patterns from Moorish Spain and North Africa.
These fashions caught on and weren't restricted just to upper classes. Floral patterns in particular were copied and became widespread. Mishka Sinha, curator for inclusive history at Historic Royal Palaces, explains.
We know that this is a taste that's quite popular. Its floral motifs are very much desired, even amongst ordinary people. And this taste grows as Britain continues to acquire more and more materials that are able to feed these tastes.
But sometimes demand outstripped supply, so merchants resorted to other means to make money.
There are accounts of piracy, basically, by English pirates who go and plunder Portuguese ships, kill people, and take the goods. And there are detailed descriptions of these incredibly valuable goods, some of which end up with Queen Elizabeth I herself.
To get to the next artwork, turn right and move around 10 paces to the end of the room.